it says that a present or a gift is a stone of hen or a stone of grace. So you can call it a gift is a graceful stone, a stone of grace in the eyes of his possessor. Wherever he turns, he prospers. And that's point number six. A generous person will always find grace and favor. Now, it has to be genuine. You know how sometimes people are not genuine. And there's a difference between a gift and a bribe. A bribe doesn't obtain grace and favor, but a gift does. And a gift is given because one loves to bless. That's the whole definition of a gift. A bribe is given because you expect something. A gift is given not expecting anything. A gift is given because the giver is generous. And so, point number six, right? Generosity will bring you much grace and favor. And we look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. And I'd like to read verse 11 too. It goes together. Verse 1. He who loves purity of heart and has hen or grace on his lips, the king will be his friend. So in verse 1 to verse 11, it tells you that if you treasure grace, you treasure hen, you treasure favor, so that every time your words come out, it imparts grace, it imparts favor. You're favorable to people, and you're careful in what you say, you honor people's name, and you are more watchful, you don't look for silver and gold. To you, integrity is more important than money. Now, in the world out there, people compromise their integrity for money. And they think they obtain favor that way. Never. For what you did not get properly, you can never keep. Only what you get from God can you keep. So when you treasure integrity and purity, above all, that's why it says a good name, or purity of heart, graceful lips, then even the king is your friend. Look at it. The king becomes your good pal, your good mate, your good friend. And that is point number seven. Purity and integrity will bring you great grace and favor. In your heart, in your lips, in your mind. Last point, number eight. And chapter 28. Proverbs 28, we have 8 points for you. 28, verse 23. This is an interesting one. He who rebukes a man will find more hen afterward than he who flatters with the tongue. Now what does that tell you? It tells you about honesty. A flatterer is one who is dishonest. A flatterer says something in front of you and says something behind you. But you're an honest person. In other words, let's use a modern English word. Transparent. You are what you are. You are the same person in front of people and behind. You are true to yourself, true to your nature. And you don't mind even, as I say, you are honest and truthful. Even to the point where it hurts, and it may hurt others, but you're honest and truthful. Do you know the test? The test of honesty is when you know that being honest is not going to help you, and yet you're honest. Right? People are honest only when it's helpful. But when you're honest, even to your own disadvantage, that's something else. And so it's talking about transparency and honesty. So, like, if you got a problem with someone, that's why, if you're someone who put all your cards on the table, I mean, you wouldn't want to try to be something behind another person. If you have an issue with a person, in front of the person, you say it, and that's it. No, that's the end of it. You say, even if you rebuke a person, you will still find grace and favor. Because true friendships are made up of honesty among relationships. Correct? The people that you want around you are people you want them to be honest, not people who flatter you. And so that's point number 8 for you, the final one. Transparency and honesty will give you grace and favor. Let's pray.